读新约圣经以弗所书第二章。
Let's read from the New Testament, Ephesians chapter 2.
新约圣经以弗所书第二章。
New Testament, Ephesians chapter 2.
第一节，你们死在过犯罪恶之中，他叫你们活过来。
Verse 1, you were dead in your trespasses and sins.
那时你们在其中行事为人，随从今世的风俗，顺服空中掌权者的首领，就是现今在悖逆之子心中运行的邪灵。
In which you formerly walked according to the courses of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, of the spirit that is now working in the sons of disobedience.
我们从前也都在他们中间放纵肉体的私欲，随着肉体和心中所喜好的去行，本为可怒之子，和别人一样。
Among them, we too all formerly lived in the lust of our flesh, indulging the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature children of wrath, even as the rest.
然而神既有丰富的怜悯，因他爱我们的大爱，当我们死在过犯中的时候，便叫我们与基督一同活过来。你们得救是本乎恩。
But God, being rich in mercy, because of his great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in our transgressions, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved.
他又叫我们与基督耶稣一同复活，一同坐在天上。
And raised us up with him, and seated us with him in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus.
要将他极丰富的恩典，就是他在基督耶稣里向我们所施的恩慈，显明给后来的世代看。
So that in the ages to come, he might show the surpassing riches of his grace in kindness towards us in Christ Jesus.
你们得救是本乎恩，也因着信，这并不是出于自己，乃是神所赐的。
For by grace you have been saved, through faith, and not of yourselves. It is a gift of God.
也不是出于行为，免得有人自夸。
Not as a result of works, so that no one may boast.
我们原是他的工作，在基督耶稣里造成的，为要叫我们行善，就是神所预备叫我们行的。
For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand, so that we will walk in them.
所以你们应当纪念，你们从前按肉体是外邦人，是称为没受割礼的。这名原是那些凭人手在肉身上称为受割礼之人所起的。
Therefore, remember that formerly you, the Gentiles in the flesh, who are called uncircumcision by the so-called circumcision which is performed in the flesh by human hands.
那时你们与基督无关，在以色列国民以外，在所应许的诸约上是局外人，并且活在世上没有指望，没有神。
Remember that you were at that time separated from Christ, excluded from the commonwealth of Israel, and strangers to the covenant of promise, having no hope and without God in the world.
你们从前远离神的人，如今在却在基督耶稣里靠着他的血已经得亲近了。
But now in Christ Jesus, you who were formerly or far off have been brought near by the blood of Christ.
因他使我们和睦，将两下合而为一，拆毁了中间隔断的墙。
For he himself is our peace, who made both groups into one and broke down the barrier of the dividing wall.
而且以自己的身体废掉冤仇，就是那记在律法上的规条，为要将两下借着自己造成一个新人，如此便成就了和睦。
By abolishing in his flesh the enmity, which is the law of the commandments contained in the ordinances, so that he in himself he might make the two into one new man, thus establishing peace.
既在十字架上灭了冤仇，便借着十字架使两下归为一体，与神和好了。
And I reconciled them both in one body to God through the cross, by it having put to death the enmity.
并且来传和平的福音给你们远处的人，也给那近处的人。
And he came and preached peace to you who were far away and peace to those who were near.
因为我们两下借着他被一个圣灵所感，得以进到父面前。
For through him, we both have our access in one spirit to the Father.
这样你们不再做外人和客旅，是与圣徒同国，是神家里的人了。
So then, you are no longer strangers and aliens, but you are fellow citizens with the saints and are of God's household.
并且被建造在使徒和先知的根基上，有基督耶稣自己为房角石。
Having been built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Christ Jesus himself being the cornerstone.
各房靠他联络得合适，渐渐成为主的圣殿。
In whom the whole building being fitted together is growing into a holy temple in the Lord.
你们也靠他同被建造，成为神借着圣灵居住的所在。
In whom you also are being built together into a dwelling of God in the Spirit.
好，我们圣经就先念到这里。
That concludes our Bible reading.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray together.
爱我们的主，我们何等感谢赞美你。
Oh, the Lord who loves us, how we thank you and praise you.
当我们念这些经文的时候，我们心里充满了感谢，充满了赞美。
As we read these scriptures, our hearts are filled with thanksgiving and praises.
你在我们身上所施的恩典是何等的浩大。
How wonderful the grace you have given to us.
这超过我们所求所想。
It surpasses all our desires and our imaginations.
不仅你把我们从罪恶过犯中拯救过来。
Not only you have saved us from transgressions and sins.
不仅洗净我们一切的罪恶。
Not only you have washed our sins clean.
你更是把我们能够带进你自己的家中。
You even brought us into your own household.
你竟然在我们身上有你自己荣耀永远的旨意。
You even have your eternal purpose working among us.
早晨在你的面前，我们真的要把我们满心的感谢和敬拜来归给你。
This morning we want to give you all our praises and thanksgiving.
实在是你这样爱了我们。
Truly you have loved us.
是你怜悯了我们。
Truly you have mercy for us.
是你为我们舍了你的自己。
You have given yourself up for us.
我们感谢你。
We thank you.
早晨再让我们一同来到你自己话语的面前。
May you bring us before your words this morning.
求主借着圣灵把你的话向我们开启。
Through the Spirit, may you open your words to us.
求你越过我们人所有的软弱。
Please overcome all our weaknesses.
让你自己的圣灵能够在我们心里面来做开启的工作。
So that your Holy Spirit can reveal your words to us in our hearts.
让我们明白你自己的旨意。
So that we can understand your will.
让我们也能够晓得你向着我们每个人所说的话语。
So that we can also understand the words you're speaking to each
one of us. 我们仰望你自己的怜悯。
We look up to your mercy.
你听我们的祷告。
Hear our prayers.
靠主耶稣基督的名。
In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. 以弗所书第二章特别讲到教会的建造。
Ephesians chapter 2 speaks of the building of the church.
这是一件非常重要的事。
It's a very, very important matter.
我们知道神今天在这个宇宙中，他工作的中心就是要建造他自己的教会。
We know the center of the work of God in this universe is to build up his own church.
所以当我们来读这一章的时候，我们知道对于我们每一个神的儿女来讲都是非常非常紧要的。
So as we read this chapter, we know it's very important to each one of us who are children of God.
当我们要讲到教会建造的时候，
As we're speaking of the building of the church,
首先有两件事是我们必须要认识和明白的。
The two things we must know and understand.
首先我们必须要清楚地认识明白到底什么是教会。
First, we have to clearly understand what is church.
弟兄姊妹，到底什么是教会呢？
What is church?
如果我们不清楚到底什么是教会，
if we do not understand what is church,
今天我们向着主，我们有一个热心。
And we have a zeal towards the Lord.
我们愿意来爱我们的主。
We want to love our Lord.
我们说这是神的工作。
We said this is the work of the Lord.
我们愿意与他同工。
We want to work with him.
我们也愿意来建造神的家。
We desire to build up his house.
我们也要建造神的教会。
We want to build his church.
但如果我们不清楚，不明白到底什么是教会。
But if we do not clearly understand what the church is,
恐怕我们努力劳苦了许久。
Perhaps we can toil for a long time.
很可能是空跑，很可能是徒劳。
But we might work and run in vain.
甚至成为主工作的拦阻。
We could even be obstacles to God's work.
所以我们看见在这第二章之前，他告诉我们第一章。
So before chapter 2, there was chapter 1.
这第一章就特别告诉我们到底什么是教会。
Chapter 1 tells us what is church.
教会乃是基督的身体。
Church is the body of Christ.
乃是那充满万有者所充满的。
It's the one who fills all in all.
弟兄姊妹，神的教会乃是基督的彰显。
And the church is the manifestation of Christ.
是基督所充满的地方。
It's filled by Christ.
人来到这里所听见的是基督。
When you come to the church, you hear Christ.
人来到这里不是听许多的道理。
They do not come to hear many doctrines.
来到这里不是听许多的讲论。
They do not come to hear preachings.
或者许多的学问。
Or any knowledge.
弟兄姊妹，人来到这里要听基督。
When men come to church, they hear Christ.
人来到这里看见的也是基督。
And they see Christ.
在这里得着的是基督。
And they gain Christ.
在这里享受的是基督。
They enjoy Christ.
在这里所追求的是基督。
They pursue after
Christ. 在这里所羡慕的也是基督。
And they desire after Christ.
弟兄姊妹，这是神的教会。
And this is the church.
这是教会的实际。
And that's the reality of the church.
教会就是那充满万有者所充满的。
The church is filled by the one who fills all.
教会乃是主耶稣基督所充满的地方。
And this is a church is a place where Christ fills everything.
弟兄姊妹，我们必须求圣灵把神所要得着的开启在我们的里面。
We must ask the Holy Spirit to reveal to us what the Lord desires to gain from us.
教会不是仅仅就是一个团体。
The church is not just a group of people.
教会是身体。
It is the body.
不是一个团体。
It's not a group of people.
神今天要得着的不是一个工作。
The Lord does not desire to gain a work.
也不是一个组织。
Not an organization.
也不是一个宗教的团体。
And not a group of religious people.
弟兄姊妹，神今天所要得着的是基督的身体。
What the Lord desires to gain is the body of Christ.
所以在以弗所书第一章就特别给我们看见，要求那赐人智慧启示的灵来照明我们的心眼。
So in Ephesians chapter 1, it asks us to ask for the spirit of knowledge and wisdom and revelation.
让圣灵来开启我们，让我们真的认识到底神今天所要得着的是什么。
So the Holy Spirit can reveal to us what the Lord desires to gain from us.
教会是基督的身体。
Church is the body of
Christ. 第二章特别给我们看教会是神的家。
In chapter 2, especially, we see church is the
household of God. 是神得着彰显
的地方。This is where God is manifested.
是神的他的旨意通行的地方。
This is where His will can
run. 是叫神得着满足的地方。
This is where he can be satisfied.
是他自己的同在充满的地方。
This is where it's filled by his presence.
什么叫神的同在充满的地方呢？
What does it mean that his presence fills this place?
有的时候我们觉得如果神同在充满的地方，就是觉得有许多人很受感动的地方。
Sometimes we feel that when his presence fills a place, many people will be moved.
确确实实当神的同在充满的时候，有许多人受感动的。
It is true when his presence fills this place, many people are moved.
但是许多人受感动并不等于具有神的同在。
But that doesn't equal to the presence of the Lord.
今天人有许多人的办法想让人有感动。
And there are many people today using methods of men.
好像人以为有感动就觉得神就这样的充满在他教会里面了。
As if when people are moved, that's where the presence of the Lord is.
弟兄姊妹，我们读旧约的时候，我们发现非常的稀奇。
As we're very amazed by reading the Old Testament.
我们知道当这个神的家头一次出现的时候。
When, as we see, the house of the Lord was first mentioned.
那是在这个雅各他这个从家里逃出来的时候。
When Jacob was escaping from his own house.
他在这个路上这个睡觉的时候，梦见了一个通天的梯子。
He was sleeping on the way, and he had a dream of this ladder towards heaven.
等他醒来以后，他就说这是天的门，这是神的家。
And when he woke up, he said, "This is the house of God. This is the gate of heaven."
他说神真在这里啊。
he said God is truly here.
我竟不知道。
And I did not know it.
这地方何等可畏。
How dreadful is this place?
弟兄姊妹，什么是神同在充满的地方？
What is the presence of the Lord?
神同在充满的地方是可畏的地方。
The place where the Lord's presence is filled is a dreadful place.That God is truly here.
弟兄姊妹，神真在这里吗？
Is God truly here?
如果神真在这里，人怎么还是随随便便呢？
If God is really here, why are we so casual?
弟兄姊妹，如果神真在这里，
If the Lord is truly here,
你发现神的百姓有一个敬畏耶和华的心。
Then you realize there is a fear of the Lord.
什么叫做敬畏耶和华呢？
What is fear of the Lord?
在箴言八章十三节那里就告诉我们。
In Proverbs chapter 8, it tells us,
敬畏耶和华乃在乎恨恶邪恶。
The fear of the Lord is to hate evil.
在乎恨恶邪恶。
Is to hate evil.
骄傲。
Pride.
狂妄。
Arrogance.
假道。
And the evil way.
和怪谬的嘴。
And the perverted mouth.
都是我所恨恶的。
These I hate.
弟兄姊妹，你看见当诗人写诗篇的时候，他说我必凭你丰盛的慈爱来进入你的居所。
As we read the psalm, we hear the verses that I enter into your household by your bountiful love.
我必存敬畏你的心向你的圣殿下拜。
I bow towards your temple with the fear of the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，当神的教会真的显明出来那个实际的时候，
Brothers and sisters, when the reality of the church is revealed,
神真在这里。
The Lord is truly here.
你发现神的百姓在那里敬畏耶和华。
You see the children of God worship the Lord.
存着敬畏的心向神的圣殿下拜。
We worship the Lord and the temple with the fear of the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，我们真的要求赐人智慧启示的灵，把神所要得着的启示在我们里面。
We really need to ask the Spirit of wisdom and revelation to reveal to us what the Lord desires to gain.
否则，虽然我们可能很有热心
，Otherwise, even though we might have zeal,
我们也很有摆上
，even though we offer ourselves,
但是到了有一天，我们发现我们所建造的恐怕不是神所要的。
But perhaps one day we'll realize what we're building is not what
the
Lord desires.
恐怕那时候我们看见不是神的家。
Perhaps one day we realize that is not the church of God.
好像以色列百姓，当我们的主在地上的时候，他们觉着他们是在那里建造神的家。
Just like the Israelites, when the Lord was on the earth, they thought they were building the church.
但我们的主怎么说呢？
But what did the Lord say?
我们的主说，你们的家留给你们，成为荒场。
And he says that your house will be left to you as a deserted place.
明明是神的家。
It is the house of God.
他们把它变成了我们的家。
But they treat it as their own house.
是他们自己的表现。
It's their own manifestation.
是他们自己的意志通行的地方。
It is run by their own will.
弟兄姊妹，那里虽然叫做神的家。
Even though it was called the house of God.
但是确实没有神的同在。
But there was no presence of the Lord.
人外面显出公义的行为，里面却充满了各样害死人的骨头。
There was, On the outside, there were righteous acts of men, but inside, there was all kinds of malice.
弟兄姊妹，教会建立起来的时候，
So when the church is built,
神真在这里。
The Lord is truly here.
神真在这里的时候，你发现那是主同在的地方。
When the presence is here, then you realize God is there.
神的百姓的生活侍奉是完全不一样的一种光景。
And it's a completely different life and service from the children of God.
所以首先，我们如果要说到教会的建造，
So first of all, if we want to talk about the building of the church,
我们必须求圣灵来开启我们，让我们认识到底什么是神所要得着的。
The Holy Spirit needs to reveal to us what He desires to gain.
这是头一件事，我们必须要清楚认识明白的。
That's the first thing we must clearly know and understand.
第二件事，我们必须要非常清楚认识明白的。
Secondly, what we need to know,
关乎教会的建造。
It is about building of the church.
绝不能用人的方法。
You cannot use the methods of man.
绝不能用世界的方法。
You cannot use the methods of the world.
我们读旧约，我们看见神在那里借着会幕，借着圣殿，在那里启示这个教会建造的时候。
In the Old Testament, God revealed to us how the church is built through the tabernacle and through the temple.
当摩西要建造会幕的时候，
When Moses was building the tabernacle,
神特别指示他，
the Lord instructed him.
必须照着山上所指示你的样式。
You have to build exactly according to the way revealed to you.
虽然摩西如果让他建造任何的一件事物，那是非常容易的一件事。
Even though perhaps it's easy for Moses to do or establish anything himself.
他在埃及学了一切的那个埃及的这个学问，他说话行事都有大能。
He has learned all kinds of knowledge in Egypt, and he had power in his speech.
但是神指示摩西说，
Yet the Lord revealed to Moses.
当会幕建立起来的时候，
When the tabernacle is built,
每一件事情，
every single thing,
无论是什么，
no matter what it is,
都必须严格的照着山上所指示的样式。
Every detail has to be designed according to the design on the mountain.
神借着所罗门把圣殿建立起来。
And through Solomon, the temple was built.
但是所罗门所建造的圣殿是照着什么样的样式来建造的呢？
But what did he build the temple according to?
是借着照着神启示给大卫的那个圣殿的蓝图而建造的。
It was according to the blueprint that God has revealed to David.
弟兄姊妹，我们今天说到建造神的家。
Today we talk about building the church of God.
每一件事都必须照着基督。
Everything has to be built according to Christ.
绝不能够用人的方法，
We cannot use the method of man or the method of the world.
弟兄姊妹，当我们读这一章的时候，
As we read this chapter,
你发现他这个第一节说到你们，
verse 1 says you.
最后一节也说到你们。
Last verse also talks about you.
我们看见这几本是应该是一样的。
And this should be the same you that it refers to.
这里给我们看见神的教会建造的那个原材料是什么？
It says the raw material which the Lord uses to build
his church. 22节的时候他说你们也靠着他同被建造。
And in verse 22 it says in whom you are also built together.
那么你们就是被建造的。
So you are this you who are being used to build together. You are the raw material.
但这个原材料是什么呢？
But what is this raw material?
你读第一节就很清楚了。
And it's very clear as you read verse 1.
第一节他说你们死在过犯罪恶之中。
It says you were dead in trespasses and sins.
弟兄姊妹，你发现这里面给我们看见一件非常非常让我们好像觉得不可能的事情。
And it shows us something that it seems very impossible.
至少我从前没有好好读圣经的时候，我觉得教会的建造不是这样的。
At least when I was reading, when I wasn't reading the Bible very clearly.I didn't think this is the way the church is built.
我觉得教会的建造乃是一般由特殊材料组成的人把它建立起来的。
I thought the church was built upon some special materials.
他们这个是那样的热心。
And that these people will have a zeal.
完全的摆上。
And these people will offer everything.
他们在那里极力的追求。
They will desire and
pursue after
the Lord. And they are spiritual.
所以他们就把教会就借着这些就是这些教会建造的材料。
So through these people,The church can be built.
但圣经不是这样告诉我们。
But the Bible did not tell us this way.
教会建造的原材料是什么呢？
The raw material with which the church is built.
简单讲就是死人呐。
Very simple are dead people.
太可怕了。
It's how dreadful.
怎么可能呢？
How is that possible?
如果这是教会建造的那个原材料的话，
If this is the raw material,
请问有什么样人的办法能够把教会建立起来呢？
And what ways of man can build the church?
请问有什么样世界的办法能把教会建立起来呢？
What ways of the world can build the church?
所以弟兄姊妹，我们在要说到教会建造的时候，
So as we talk about building the church,
我们要特别的谨慎小心。
We need to be very careful.
首先我们必须明白到底什么是神所要得着的。
We need to understand what the Lord desires to gain.
第二，我们必须要看见说没有任何的人的办法和世界的办法能够使教会建立起来。
Also, we need to see that no ways of man or methods of the church, of the world can build up the church.
那么教会是怎样被建立起来的呢？
So how can we build the church?
我们看见在以弗所书第二章非常宝贵，给我们看见教会建造的原则。
We see that these ways that are very precious that shown to us in Ephesians chapter 2.
建造的方法。
The ways the church is built.
那么在第一节到第十节。
From verse 1 to 10,
这是一段。
That's one section.
这里告诉我们什么呢？
What does it tell us?
这里面告诉我们说，教会是因着神的恩典被建立起来的。
It says that church is built by God's grace.
我们读的时候重复了好几遍这里。
And it's repeated many times.
你们得救是本乎恩。
You were saved by grace.
你们得救是本乎恩。
You were saved by grace, you have been saved.
要将他极丰富的恩典，就是他在基督耶稣里向我们所施的恩慈，显明给后来的世代看。
And he was in the ages to come, he might show the surpassing riches of his grace in the kindness towards us in Christ Jesus.
这里面至少提了三次。
Here at least it was, grace was mentioned three times.
恩典。
It's grace.
弟兄姊妹，是神的恩典能够把教会建立起来。
It is God's grace that can build the church.
我们读旧约诗篇的时候，我们知道诗人告诉我们，神以恩典为年岁的冠冕。
When we read Psalms, it says we are, our years are crowned with grace.
你发现我们个人生命的长进都是因着主的恩典。
Any growth in our spiritual life is by His grace.
撒迦利亚书里面也告诉我们说，愿恩典，恩典归于这殿。
In Zacharias also says, "Grace, grace unto the temple."
你看，在旧约，神借着圣灵启示的时候，给我们看见神的圣殿是借着恩典建立起来的。
So through the revelation in the Old Testament, the Lord causes us to see that it's by grace that the temple was built.
在以弗所书这里也特别给我们看见，神建造他的家头一个重要的这个原则或者方法就是恩典。
So the first principle we see from Ephesians chapter 2 that the building of the church is by His grace.
我想这一段我们大家都很喜欢。
And we all very like this passage very much.
我想我们就把它分一分，这样仔细来看一下。
We can divide it and look at it carefully.
首先呢，我们看见说这恩典的源头。
First of all, we see the source of the grace.
这恩典的源头是什么呢？
What is the source of this grace?
那是在第五节。
In verse 5.
第四节
Sorry, verse 4.
丰富的怜悯
But God being rich in mercy.
爱我们的大爱
And with the great love he loved us.
哦，弟兄姊妹，这是这个恩典的源头。
That is the source of his grace.
丰富的怜悯
A rich in mercy.
什么是怜悯
What is mercy?
怜悯就是施恩给那个不配的。
Mercy is to give grace to those who are not worthy. To give grace to those who are unworthy. And it shows us the nature of grace. It's not to fill our shortcomings. But it's to give to us who are unworthy freely. And it's giving us abundantly.
就是跟我们看见说这一个恩典要给我们是丰富的恩典。
And this mercy is rich.
是源源不断的。
And it will never stop.
恩典是永远够我们使用的。
Grace is always sufficient for
us. 弟兄姊妹，什么时候我们回到神的面前
？Whenever we come back before the Lord.
你发现那个恩典是那样丰丰富富在那里，但等着我们。
We realize the grace has been waiting for us abundantly.
弟兄姊妹，这是因为是照着他丰富的怜悯。
Because this is according his rich in mercy.
恩典的源头。
That is the source of this grace.
恩典永远够我们使用的。
This grace is always abundant for us.
弟兄姊妹，什么都不一定够使用的。
Everything else might run out.
但是恩典永远够我们使用的。
Grace is sufficient.
因为这恩典的源头乃是他丰富的怜悯。
Because this grace is sources from the rich in mercy.
而且是照着他爱我们的大爱。
And it's according to the love which he loves us.
你说这是在圣经里特别的一个描述。
And this is a special description in the Bible.
特别叫大爱。
A great love.
弟兄姊妹，这爱有多大呢？
How great is this love?
我们有没有想过什么叫做他爱我们的大爱
have we ever imagined what it means to have this great love?
这个大爱乃是神把他恩典给我们那个源头
That this love is the source of all his grace.
这个爱是什么意思
What does it mean to have this love?
我们知道这个爱是永远不改变的爱
We know this love never changes.
为什么这个爱不改变呢
How come this love will not change?
因为当这个爱爱我们的时候
Because when he loves us with this great love.
他乃是照着我们的本相来爱我们的
He loves us according to just as we are.
换一句话说
In another way.
无论我们今天在生活中你怎样的软弱和失败
No matter how you're weak and failed in your life.
无论你觉得你自己怎么都会变成这种样子
No matter how you feel that how come I can become like this.
蒙了神这么多年的恩典怎么还变成这个样子
I have received grace for so many years. I still be failed like this.
我们觉得非常的惊奇的时候
We're even surprised.
我们的神 一点都不会惊奇。
Our Lord is not surprised.
因为他起初爱我们的时候
，Because when He first loved us，
他乃是照着我们的本相来爱我们。
He loved us just as we are.
哦，弟兄姊妹，我们对我们自己的本相，可以说我们常常不认识。
Oh, brothers and sisters, we do not know our true nature.
你知道，有的时候有的弟兄姊妹他们结婚了。
You know, so often, sometimes brothers and sisters get married.
我们说，那你们现在度蜜月，这实在是很甜美的时光。
And we tell them, you have a very wonderful time during the honeymoon.
我们想不到他们这样告诉我。
We'll be surprised when they tell us.
受骗了。
I was tricked.
我怎么受骗了？
I will ask, how come you said you're tricked?
我一结婚他就变了。
And as soon as we're married, he's changed.
我结婚的第一天他就变了。
On the first day, he already changed.
弟兄姊妹，我们不认识人的本相了。
We did not know man's true nature.
你发现当我们有一点点了解的时候，我们的爱就没有了。
As soon as we realize their nature,Our love disappears.
弟兄姊妹，神爱我们是爱我们的大爱。
But God loves us with a great love.
他是照着我们的本相来爱我们。
He loves us just as we are.
所以弟兄姊妹，你要知道这个恩典是永远不会改变。
So we know that this grace will never change.
弟兄姊妹，也许人都会弃绝我们。
Even men can reject us.
甚至人都觉得我们不行了，我们没有希望了。
Perhaps men can even deem us hopeless.
甚至父母都要离弃我们了。
Even parents will leave us alone.
父母都觉得我们是个累赘了。
Even parents will think that we're burdened.
弟兄姊妹，神向着我们的爱从来没有改变。
But God's love towards us.
因为他爱我们的时候是照着我们的本相来爱我们的。
Because He loved us according to our true nature.
而且这个大爱是什么意思？
And this great love, what does it mean?
这超过我们所求所想。
It surpasses all our imagination.
太智慧了。
It is in full wisdom.
弟兄姊妹，神常常量给我们许多的艰难。
He measures to us many difficulties.
为什么？
Why is that?
因为爱我们的大爱。
Because He loves us with a great love.
因为他要让那个恩典丰丰富富的临到我们的身上。
Because He wants this grace to come upon us abundantly.
弟兄姊妹，难处越多，恩典越大。
The more difficulties we endure, the more grace we'll experience.
弟兄姊妹，如果说我们要说到教会的建造，
If we talk about the building of the church,
你发现不是没有难处能够将教会建立起来。
It is, the church is not built through difficulties.
Through without difficulties.
It's not without difficulties.
实在说来，教会的建立是在难处中建立起来的。
But you realize church is built in great difficulties.
我们看大卫他是怎样做见证的。
We see how David testified.
大卫说他在许多的艰难中。
He says through tribulation.
在征战的里面。
In warfare.
他为神的殿预备了许多建造的材料。
He prepared many materials towards the temple.
哦，弟兄姊妹，今天主要为教会的建造预备许许多多建造的材料。
The Lord wants to prepare many materials.
这是
to build His
church. 爱我们的大爱。
And with a great love, He loved us.
弟兄姊妹，是超过我们所求所想的。
It is beyond what we can imagine.
弟兄姊妹，这个爱实在太宝贵了。
This love is so precious.
这个大爱让这个恩典越过越丰富的产生在我们的生活的里面。
This love causes this grace to be more and more abundant in our lives.
有的时候，你知道这个遇到了难处的时候
，Sometimes when we encounter difficulties,
我们就祷告说，赶紧让那个难处过去。
So we will pray that may the Lord take this difficulty away.
弟兄姊妹，如果每一个难处都是这样过去的
，If every difficulty passes away,
每一次我们祷告，神都让难处过去。
If every time we pray, the Lord will take the difficulty away.
你就发现教会非常的软弱。
Then you will see this church will be very weak.
教会的见证非常的软弱。
The testimony of the church will be very weak.
你就看见在教会历史上，什么时候神的教会经过那个逼迫，经过艰难的时候。
Through history, we can see that whenever churches endured tribulations,
神的教会是那样的刚强，在那为主做见证。
The Lord will, the church stands even firmer to testify to the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，这里给我们看见恩典的源头。
Here we see the source of this grace.
是他丰富的怜悯。
It is His rich in mercy.
因他爱我们的大爱。
And His great love with which He loved us.
不仅他告诉我们恩典的源头。
Not only He tells us the source of the grace.
告诉我们恩典的那个范围。
And also, the boundary of this grace.
这一切的恩典都在基督耶稣里。
All of this grace is in Christ Jesus.
弟兄姊妹，在基督以外，神没有恩典了。
Outside of Christ, there is no other grace.
所以不要离开主，弟兄姊妹。
Do not depart from
the Lord. 不要想着说你离开主还有得着恩典。
Do not think that you can
gain any grace outside of Christ. 所有的恩典都在基督耶稣的里面。
All of the grace is in Christ
Jesus. 弟兄姊妹，我们今天要认定主耶稣基督。
We need to hold fast on Christ.
所有的恩典都在他的里面。
All the grace is in Him.
从他丰满的恩典里，我们都领受了。
From His rich mercy, we receive everything.
恩上加恩的
even grace upon grace.
弟兄姊妹，这是恩典的范围。
That is the boundary of grace.
而且给我们看见是这个恩典的途径，就是借着信心。
And we see that the method of grace that comes to us is through faith.
不需要有什么样的好的行为。
And it's not by deeds.
不是你，并当我们不是要有坏的行为，不需要你做什么。
It's not saying that we need to do bad deeds, but It's saying that we do not need to do anything.
只凭着信心就可以进入这样的恩典。
Only through faith we can enter into such grace.
太宝贵了。
It is so precious.
因为这恩典已经为我们完全预备好了。
Because the grace has already been prepared for us.
这恩典好像那个活水的泉源一样。
It's like a source of living water.
凡口渴的都可以来喝。
Whoever is thirsty can come and drink.
弟兄姊妹，只要借着信心就可以来享受神的恩典。
Through faith, you can come.
就活在这恩典的里面。
And you can live in this grace.
就可以享受这个恩典带给我们的许多的祝福。
You can enjoy all the blessings of this grace.
所以你看见他就给我们看见后面就给我们看见恩典的经历。
So then later on, it shows us the experiences of this grace.
当我们这样借着信心领受他恩典的时候
，when we draw near to His grace through our faith,
发现我们就享受。这个恩典是太丰富了。
And we experience such abundant grace.
头一个恩典的经历
，the first experience of this grace，
就是蒙光照
，is this enlightenment。
弟兄姊妹，这实在是恩典。
This is such grace.
弟兄姊妹，若不是恩典这样来光照我们，有谁能认识自己
？If it's not by the light of grace, who can know themselves？
圣经上说，人心诡诈到了极处，谁能晓得呢
？It says, the heart is most cunning of all, who can understand it?
你看见说这里面首先看见你说当我们蒙恩得救，你至少你要知道你是在过犯罪恶中的人。
When we first experience this grace, we immediately know that we are dead.
至少你知道你从前你的灵是死掉了。
At least you knew that your spirit was dead.
你感觉不到神。
You cannot feel God.
你摸不到神。
You cannot touch God.
你就是根本就没有神。
You did not even know God.
你根本就不觉得神的同在。
You did not feel His presence.
就算神今天丰丰满满的在我们中，你还是感觉不到的。
Even when the presence of the Lord is here abundantly,
因为我们人的灵死掉了。
Because our spirit was dead.
我们是死在过犯罪恶中的人。
We were dead in sins and transgressions.
感谢主，恩典的光照进了我们的里面。
We thank the Lord that the light of His grace shined upon us.
当这个光照进我们里面的时候，我们真的看见我们是死在过犯罪恶中的一般人。
His light shines in us. We see that we were dead in transgressions and sins.
但是弟兄姊妹，你要知道，这个光是越照越明的。
And you see that this light shines even brighter.
义人的路好像黎明的光。
That the path of the righteous is like the dawn.
越照越明，直到日午。
And it grows brighter until the noonday.
你看这个光就一直在我们身上做更深光照的工作。
And you see that this light shines a brighter light.
它让我们渐渐发现，原来我们。是随从着世界潮流的一般人。
And it causes us to see that we were formerly walking according to the course of the world.
不仅仅是死在过犯罪恶之中。
Not only we were dead in trespasses and sins.
而且是在这一个世界的系统的当中。
But we were in the system of this world.
弟兄姊妹，这个世界背后有一个恶者。
Behind this world, there is an evil one.
他在那里建立了这世界的系统。
Who has established the system of
this world? 要把人从神的面前完全的把他掳去。
And he wants to capture every man.
让我们深深的陷在这个世界的这个系统的里面。
So that we will be, captured in the system of this world.
开始这个光照我们的时候，我们只认识罪恶的世界。
When the light shines upon us, we only knew, the sin of the world.
慢慢我们发现，原来还有物质。经济这些的世界
，and then gradually we start to understand this material world, this economical, the world of economics.
看
这
仇敌用马门用钱财掳掠了多少的人的心
？Through mammon, through money,
甚至神的儿女今天有多少人就因着要贪恋钱财，用许多的愁苦把自己都给刺透了。
Even among the children of God, so many people desire money.Desire after money.
他们这个恩典的光继续往里照的时候，我们发现原来这里有一个，还有一个物质的这个繁华的一个系统。
And when this light of grace is even brighter, we see that there is worldly
gain. 然后我们看见还有一个政治强权的一个世界。
And then we see there is a political world.
我们更看见还有宗教的世界。
And then on top of that, there is a religious world.
哦，弟兄姊妹，当这个光越照越明的时候。
When this light becomes brighter and brighter.
我们看见神今天所要得着的不是一个宗教。
We come to understand.God does not want to gain
the religion. 神要的乃是一个活的见证。
He wants to gain a living testimony.
要的是基督的身体。
He wants to gain the body of Christ.
今天仇敌用多少的诡计把人可以捆绑在宗教的里面。
The enemy has used so many ways to capture us into religion.
当主在地上行走的时候，告诉这些文士和法利赛人。
So when the Lord was on the earth, he tells this
scribe, 你们走遍洋海陆地，勾引一个人入教，使他做地狱之子，比你们还更甚。
You go through the world to find one person into your religion and to cause them to become the sons of hell.
哦，弟兄姊妹，这恩典的光何等的宝贵呢
？How precious is this light of grace?
它让我们因为看得越来越清楚。
And it causes us to see things more and more clear.
弟兄姊妹，今天我们不是有一个宗教的生活。
Today we do not have a religious life.
宗教的生活是外面有公益的行为。
This religious life causes us to
have 里面是充满了贪心。
And but inside we're full of greed.
许许多多的掺杂。
So many mixtures.
哦，弟兄姊妹，什么是宗教呢
？What is religion?
宗教就外面在那敬拜神。
Religion is to worship God on the outside.
里面在那里贪心，种种的污秽。
And to have all kinds of filth inside.
弟兄姊妹，神今天要拯救我们脱离宗教。
The Lord will save us away out of religion.
我看见说这个世界的潮流何等的可怕。
And we can see all these courses of the world is so dreadful.
不仅仅是光是外面的罪恶和这些物质、这些经济、这政治的强权，
no.
更是在这一个我们寻求主的路上，他也在这里把我们搅进这一个宗教系统的里面。
Not only there were the sins and the materials of the world, but also there on the inside there is the religious world.
弟兄姊妹，多少的弟兄姊妹在开始他们侍奉的时候，心都是多么单纯。
So many brothers and sisters had a pure heart when they began to serve the Lord.
但是他们用了世界的方法。
But they used the ways of the world.
你发现不知不觉。
And before they even knew it,
就会被搅进这一个宗教的系统里面。
They will be brought into this religious system.
人在江湖身不由己。
When the man is out, they cannot help themselves.
你就发现说，从前那个见证是把基督彰显出来的。
Before their testimony was to reveal Christ.
等到最后就成了一个医院了。
At the end, it becomes a hospital.
最后就成了一个学校了。
Becomes a school.
最后就成了一个慈善的一个机构了。
Becomes a philanthropic.
弟兄姊妹，这在开始的时候人都想不到的。
You cannot even imagine.
人的心愿都是非常纯的。
Their heart was pure.
都是单单要爱主的。
They just wanted to love God.
都要为主来摆上的。
They wanted to offer everything to God.
哦，弟兄姊妹，这恩典的光要来一直的照亮。
But the light of this grace will shine upon us.
不能够用世界的方法。
We cannot use the methods.
你用世界的方法，这个世界的系统就把你卷进去。
If you use the methods of the world, the course of the world will pull you in.
弟兄姊妹，这个光要越照越明。
This light will grow even brighter.
不仅让我们看见这世界的这个系统，世界的潮流。
Not only we see the course and the trend of this world.
如果我们在主里面蒙更深圣灵的光照。
If we receive even more light in the Lord.
这恩典的光一直照亮我们。
The light of grace will continue to shine on us.
发现我们自己原来是个悖逆之子。
We realize that we are sons of disobedience.
我觉得，当我开始学习侍奉的时候。
When I began.To learn how to serve. And I realized I am a son of disobedience. I never knew that I was a disobedient person.
是的，我有软弱，我有罪恶，我有过犯。
Yes, I knew I had weakness and sin.
是的，我被这世界所吸引，我搅在这世界的里面。
Yes, I knew that I was attracted to the world.
但从来不晓得自己原来是个悖逆者。
But I never knew.That I were a son of disobedience.
这个光要一直的照亮我们。
And this light will continue to shine on us.
弟兄姊妹，我们不仅仅是死在过犯罪恶中，不仅仅是搅在这世界的潮流的里面。
Not only we were dead in sins and transgressions, and we were formerly walking according to the course of the world.
我们更是悖逆之子。
But we will see that we are sons of disobedience.
悖逆之子有些特点的。
And there are some traits of the sons of disobedience.
那个邪灵啊，在我们里面就有地位。
First, it says there is an evil spirit within us.
邪灵可以在我们里面运行。
And the evil spirit can run, work within us.
邪灵，我们的邪灵，到底什么是邪灵？
What is an evil spirit?
弟兄姊妹，什么是邪灵？
What is this evil spirit?
有的时候是谎言的灵。
Sometimes it's a spirit of lies.
你发现人今天常常是抵挡真理，专门信从虚谎。
And sometimes, you see that people nowadays, will go against truth.
你就发现你用什么样的道理都讲不过他的。
No matter what ways you try to argue
with him, 只要你把真理摆出来，他就抵挡。
As soon as you bring out the truth,
只要你把一些乌七八糟的这些乱七八糟的事一摆，他就相信。
And whoever brings out all the falsehood, they will believe.
里边好像被一个谎言的灵所抓住。
And they were captured by a spirit of falsehood.
还有许多怪谬的灵。
And then there were some
以自己的羞辱为荣耀。
Spirit of perverseness.
明明是很羞耻的事情。
And they glory in their own shame.
你看人把自己羞耻的今天摆在这个外面，让人家来看。
So many people broadcast their own shame outside for the people to see.
实在是这个悖逆之子。
It's truly sons of disobedience.
你说这个还有污秽，贪心种种的污秽。
And then there's all kinds of greed and filth.
弟兄姊妹，我们在神的光中，当我们真的有心愿这样来跟随主，来学习侍奉主的时候。
So in the light of the Lord, as we have a desire to serve Him and follow Him.
弟兄姊妹，我们才发现人真的不能用人的办法。
We realize we cannot use the methods of man.
你用什么办法能够使悖逆之子能够把它改变过来？
What method can you use to change a son of disobedience?
恩典的光要一直照我们。
But the light of grace will continue to shine on us.
看见我们原来和别人一样。
So we will see that we were just as they are.
有的时候我觉得我跟别人不一样。
Sometimes we feel that we're different from
the rest. 总有不一样的地方，对不对？
There's always something different.
我总有比别人好的地方。
There's always something better in me.
弟兄姊妹，这里说我们原来和别人一样。
But here the Bible tells us even as
the rest. 什么一样？都是可怒之子。
We were all children of wrath.
原来都是可怒之子。
We were all objects of wrath.
什么是可怒之子？
What does it mean to be children of wrath?
这里说的可怒之子。
And here it says,
他说随着肉体，放纵肉体的私欲。
We were living in the lust of the flesh.
随着肉体和心中所喜好的去行。
Indulging the desires of the flesh and of the mind.
完全活在自己里面。
It's living in themselves.
哦，弟兄姊妹，你发现人今天有的时候高抬自己。
Sometimes we see people today
自高自大。
Will exalt themselves.
因为他们，你说这个骄傲啊，其实还不是一定显在人的面前。
And this arrogance was not only before men.
真正圣经里说的骄傲，都是向着至高者自高。
And the true arrogance that's mentioned in the Bible are those who exalt themselves before God.
你看人今天常常用各种各样的言语在那里，看见自己真的是在那里活在这种骄傲的里面。
You see, so often we see people will live in their own arrogance.
而且有的时候，你知道，人有的时候发现自己不行的时候。
And even when they realize that they were weak,
他们不是向神自高。
Not only they exalt themselves before the Lord.
他们向神埋怨。
And they start complaining before the Lord.
就败坏自己。
And they will become even worse.
今天有许多的年轻人。
They will corrupt themselves even more.
今天许多的年轻人。
And there are so many young people today.
他们盼望能够赶上世界的时髦。
They want to follow the fashion of the world.
但发现有时赶不上的时候。
But sometimes they realize they cannot follow it.
发现人的眼睛比自己的大。
They realize other people's eyes are bigger than theirs.
别人的鼻子比自己高。
Other people's nose are taller than theirs.
身体比自己壮。
The body were better developed than theirs.
反正别人身上有的自己没有。
They cannot catch up to other people.
有的时候年轻人就败坏自己。
So they began to corrupt themselves.
自作自见。
They will
在那里好像破罐破摔一样。
Just trash themselves.
自卑自怜。
That they have no self-pity.
可怒之子。
And these are children of wrath.
和别人一样。
Just as the rest.
哦，弟兄姊妹，这恩典的光要这样一直照亮我们。
Yet the light of grace continues to shine on us.
没有光就没有拯救。
If there's no light, there's no salvation.
吩咐光从黑暗里照出来的神。
The God who causes light to shine out of darkness.
照在我们的心里。
It's already shining in our heart.
使我们得知神荣耀的光显在耶稣基督的面上。
So we know that the light of the
哦，弟兄姊妹，这是何等荣耀的福音！
And we see
何等大的恩典！
What a great gospel this is.
这个光已经照亮在我们的里面。
And this is a glorious grace. This is
light shines. 而且是越照越明。
And it shines even brighter.
弟兄姊妹，我们在主里面越 越是在主里面追求，越是愿意这样逃出喜悦。
The more we pursue in the Lord, the more we want to desire to satisfy Him.
这个光就在我们里越照越明。
And this light will shine even brighter within us.
我们真的认识我们的本相。
So we will know our true nature.
弟兄姊妹，认识人的本相是教会建立的一个很重要的前提。
And this is a very important condition that we have to know our true nature. 人
不认识自己的本相，弟兄姊妹，你就发现说常常成为神教会建造的拦阻。
If we do not know our true nature, we'll become obstacles to the building of the church.
当然，这恩典的经历太丰富了，不光是这个光照而已。
But the experience of grace is even more abundant. It's not only shining
up. 我讲得快一点了。那么后面就讲到我们和基督一同活过来。
And later it says that we are become alive in Christ.
弟兄姊妹，这个我们每个人每一个蒙恩得救人，你都有这样的经历的。
Everyone who are saved by grace.
这是讲到我们这个人重生了。
That we were born again.
我们活过来了。
We became alive.
Oh, 弟兄姊妹，从前我们的灵是死掉的。
Before our spirit was dead.
现在活过来了。
Now we became alive.
弟兄姊妹，一个人活过来，你站在上面看的时候，你都能看得出来的。
And you can see someone is alive.
他活过来了。
Because they came alive.
你说，那我们在福音组这个传福音的时候。
When we were sharing the gospel,
开始的时候，你这每个人脸都发呆的。
In the beginning, everyone was dozing.
要不然就睡觉的。
Someone were.
还有瞪眼睛的。
Someone staring.
反正你看每个脸色都不对的。
You just see every countenance was not right.
但是你就发现一次又一次，我们在那里服侍的时候。
As we serve them at time after time.
你发现有一个人活过来了。
And you realize one person came alive.
他的容貌俊美。
You can see that his countenance changed.
哇，你看见真的像大卫一样啊
！Just like David，
双目清秀
，and his eyes were clear。
弟兄姊妹，你的脸色红润
，and his face were like ruby。
不是他那天这天好像这个去跑步了，身体健壮了，不是，你就看见他这个人活过来了。
It's not that he exercised that day and he looked better。
你看当主的话在那说出来的时候，他整个的人被抓住了。
And when the word of the Lord was released, he was captured by the word。
弟兄姊妹，你根本不用怕的。
You do not need to be afraid. You do not need to ask him to raise his hand.
你就悄悄带他去祷告就可以了。
Just need to bring him secretly to pray.
弟兄姊妹，好几次我们这样的经历。
So many times we have experienced.
他活过来了。
We have seen someone
come alive. 弟兄姊妹，一个人活过来不一样的，跟死人不一样的。
When someone comes alive, it's different from those who are dead.
那个面貌全都改变了。
His whole countenance will change.
眼光也变了。
And his eyes change.
我们读大卫的诗篇，我们何等的喜欢。
And we love the Psalms of David.
大卫说他看见世上的圣民呢，又美又善呢。
He says he sees the saints of the world, of the Lord.
一个人活过来。
How beautiful and good.
他看见弟兄姊妹就高兴啊。
When someone came alive,
哎呀，无论他现在光景怎样，只要是神的儿女都高兴啊。
No matter what conditions they're in, as long as the children of God, they delight.
又美又善呢。
And they were good and beautiful.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹，你看那眼光都变了。
And his whole eyesight would change.
从前觉得最宝贵的，哎呀，这个碟是不能不看的。
Before he deems most precious.
哦，这个剧是不能不看的。
Perhaps the DVD or a TV show.
弟兄姊妹，现在感觉失味了。
But now its taste became tasteless.
怎么搞的？这个跟原来的劲头不一样了。
And it's so different from before.
从前真的看起来有滋有味啊。
Before he loves watching the show.
看了以后真的是欢喜快乐。
And he rejoices in watching the
show. 现在活过来了。
Now he became alive.
奇怪了，怎么这些都怎么演的不好了
？It's amazing. This show didn't change.
我那个时候还不晓得这些真理的时候，我都觉得这个怎么都变得不对劲了。
Before I understood the truth.I just thought the TV show changed.
我那个时候不晓得，我那个是因为不肯去聚会嘛，但是不晓得一些真理啊。
In the beginning, I didn't want to go to church, and I didn't understand the truth.
哎呀，真是后悔！要是早知道的话，真的多好，浪费多少时间了。
So regrettable if I knew earlier, then I wouldn't have wasted so much time.
而且你发现感觉变了。
And the feeling has changed.
生活不再感到苦了。
And you do not sense the toil of life.
因为充满了意义啊。
Because it's full of meaning.
活过来了。
You have come alive.
哎呀，人生有了真实的价值和意义。
And there's a true meaning to your life.
弟兄姊妹，这个是恩典呐。
And that's grace.
恩典的经历。
The experiences of grace.
整个和基督一同活过来了。
You were made alive in Christ Jesus.
不仅如此，而且还要与他一同复活。
Not only so, you were raised up.
哎呀，这英文真好 ，raised up， 非常好，就站起来了。
You were raised up.
你知道有的时候我们是活过来了。
So often we did come alive.
我们整天躺在青草地啊。
But we're still lying in green pasture.
哎呀，我们躺在那好舒服啊。
We're so comfortable lying.
我们在可安息的水边呢。
We were by the still waters.
但是神，你读这诗篇二十三篇不会停在这里的。
But the Psalm 23 did not stay there.
他要我们为他的名，他引导我们来走义路的。
For His name's sake, He calls us to walk.
弟兄姊妹，你发现基督复活的生命在我们里面，让我们一举一动都有新生的样式。
You see that this life of resurrection is within us.
让我们起来追求
to have the newness of
起来我们好好的读圣经
that we'll raise up
起来参加祷告聚会
we'll rise up to
起来传扬主的福音
to go to pray to
哎呀你看见这帮人他们是
share the gospel
与基督一同复活的一帮人
we were all raised up with Christ
而且还和基督怎么样一同坐在天上
and also we were seated with him in the heavenly places
哦弟兄姊妹这是何等荣耀的事
Brothers and sisters, how glorious this is.
超越这世界一切的给我们的这些的这个捆绑。
He transcends all the
你发现地上发生的事你摸不着你了。
Of the world. All the bondage of the world cannot touch us anymore.
We're seated with Christ in heavenly places.
Our eyesight has changed.
属天的眼光来看每一件事物。
Now we have a heavenly eyesight.
那从前我们听说这个经济萧条的时候，我们就好惧怕。
Before when we hear the depression or the recession, we were scared.
因为我们想说，哎呀，弟兄姊妹有很多都要失去工作了。
Because we thought, oh, all the brothers and sisters will a lot of them.
所以那个时候我们祷告聚会的内容就是整天为这个家工作祷告，为那个家的工作祷告。
So during our prayer meetings, we're praying for.This household for their jobs and for other people's jobs. We cannot lose our jobs.
经济不好了
because the economy wasn't
good. 赶紧祷告
Let's pray even
迫切祷告
and pray urgently.
常常祷告
to pray continually.
不住的祷告
and pray unceasingly.
弟兄姊妹把圣经都用上了
We have used all the scriptures towards it.
但是后来你知道主给我们一点恩典了，这真是恩典呢。
The Lord truly showed us some grace.
让我们发现每一次经济萧条的时候
，and we realize every time there is a recession.
你看弟兄姊妹爱主的心就强一点。
The love of the Lord in the brothers and sisters becomes stronger.
哎，聚会来的人数就多一些。
There are more people that come to church.
哎呀，我说这个恩典太大了。
I see this is a wonderful grace.
我不是说求神整天这个，我们不是一般喜欢这好像无恐天下不乱的一般人，不是这样，不是这样。
We're not saying that we're praying for recessions.
弟兄姊妹，我们在神的面前，慢慢慢慢，我们的眼目好像被神好像打开了一点。
But before the Lord, our eyes are open.
好像以利沙打开他的仆人眼睛一样。
Just as Elisha has opened the eyes of the servant.
哎呀，与我们同在的比那个比仇敌不知道大多少倍啊
！Those who are with us so much more than those of the enemy.
哦，弟兄姊妹，如果我们这样的因着主的恩典这样来经历的时候
so, ，Brothers and sisters, if we experience God's grace in such a way,
你看见那个产生出那个果效
，we see the result.
第七节，他说要将他极丰富的恩典，就是他在基督耶稣里向我们所施的恩赐，要显明给后来的世代看。
It says, in ages to come, he might show the surpassing riches of his grace and the kindness towards us.
恩典的见证就显明出来。
And we see the testimony of this grace.
后面说我们原是他的工作。
And later on, it says, we were his workmanship.
Workmanship 也很好不过在这个原来的意思是他的杰作
And he was saying that we are his masterpiece
哎呀太宝贵了
It's so precious
哎呀就成为他的杰作
We are his masterpiece
是神手中的杰作
It is a masterpiece in his hand
而且是行善
And we can do good works
这个行善不是我们一般意义上说做好事说的
This is not what we normally understand of
doing good deeds 这个行善是神已经预备好了叫我们行的
But these good works is what God has prepared beforehand for us
遵行神的旨意说
的 That is to walk in the will of the Lord
那个就指着把主耶稣基督表现出来说的
That's to manifest Christ
你看这就是教会的实际对不对吗
That is the reality of church
这难道不是教会的实际吗
Isn't that the reality of
church 教会的实际不就是把主耶稣基督表现出来吗
The reality of church is to manifest Christ
教会的实际就是让神的旨意通行在这里如同通行在天上一样
The will of the Father can work in here just as it is in heaven
所以这头一方面就是借着恩典
So the first aspect that it is through grace,
让教会建立起来
so the church can be built up.
哦，弟兄姊妹，这实在太宝贵了。
It is so precious.
愿我们常常活在主的恩典的里面。
May we continually live in His grace.
无论是逆境是顺境
，no matter in good times or bad times,
我们都因着信心可以从主那里支取丰富的恩典。
Through faith, we can
而且越是艰难，恩典越大。
We can receive abundant grace from Him.
弟兄姊妹，这是神这个恩典的源头。
And that is the source of His grace.
因为那是爱我们的大爱。
Because He loves us with a great love.
丰富的怜悯。
It is rich in mercy.
这是头一方面。
So that's the first aspect.
第二方面。
Secondly.
就十一节到第十三节。
Verse 11 to 13.
这里面告诉我们。
It tells us.
借着他的血。
Through His precious blood.
已经得亲近了。
That we can draw nigh to God.
哦，弟兄姊妹，这里面特别讲到主的血。
Here he talks about the blood of Christ.
很多时候我们说到主的血的时候
，And when we talk about the blood of Christ,
我们讲到主的血洗净我们的罪。
It says the blood washes our sins.
付了我们在神面前一切罪的这个亏欠。
He has paid all our debt before God.
弟兄在这里面说到血。
But here, when he talks about the blood,
讲到一件事,
he talks about one thing,
让我们能够亲近神,
that we are brought near.
哎，这个很好，就是跟神近了。
We were brought near.
这个英文真好，把我们跟神拉近了。
The English is so good that we can be brought near.
拉得多近呢?
How close?
刚才我们唱那诗歌就告诉我们有多近呢?
Earlier, the hymn we sang tells us how
close. 近到一个地步。
Nearer and nearer to a point.
已经不能再近了。
I cannot nearer be.
多近呢
？How close?
有多近就不能再近了呢
？What is so near that it cannot be nearer?
就和神的儿子和神之间的那个距离是一样的。
It is just as near as the Son of God to God.
哦，弟兄姊妹，从前我们是活在是死在罪过犯罪恶中的人。
Formerly we were dead in trespasses and sins.
你知道罪和神有多远吗
？You know how far sin is from God.
东以离东。和西有多远
？As far as east is from the west.
神就让我们的罪和我们有多远
？Our sins is.
这就是罪和神之间的距离。
That's the distance between sin and God.
罪和神之间的距离就是东与西那样的远。
Sin from sin to God is.
每一个死在过犯罪恶中的人和神的距离就这么远。
But all of us who were dead in sins and trespasses.
不仅我们是这样的一般与从前就是远离神的人。
Not only we were far from God.
而且我们。就是在神的这个旧约，在这个神的这一个拣选里面，我们也是没有份的。在旧约的那个拣选里，一点份都没有的。
But in the Old Testament, we had no part in the covenant.
你叫神拣选以色列人。
We know that God has chosen the Israelites.
我们根本就是外邦人。
We were Gentiles.
无份无关的。
We had no part in His
covenant. 所有的祝福我们都没有份的。
We had no part in the blessing.
但是今天因着主的血。
But because of the blood of Christ,
弟兄姊妹，我们和神之间的距离
，we were brought to a distance.
我们和神的亲近
，and we brought to a nearness before God.
超过了这些所有的受割礼的人
，even surpasses all those who are circumcised.
他们觉得他们和神是近的
，they thought they were close to God.
他们觉得我们根本就是外邦人
，they thought we were Gentiles.
我们根本就是要隔在与神很远的地方
，that we were cast far away from God.
这里面光看见主的血。
But here we see the blood of Christ.
让我们和神的距离
that it was brought
远远超过旧约里面任何一个能够来亲近神的人
that we can be brought a lot closer than anyone in the Old Testament before.
旧约里面这些以色列虽然他们以为觉得离神很近
even though the Israelites thought they were very close to God.
但是他们这所有的以色列人中间一年只有一个人就是大祭司才能够进到至圣所里面去。
But out of the whole, all the people of Israel, only one person, the high priest, can enter into the most holy place once a year.
只有一年只有那么一次。
There was only one time in that
而且进去战战兢兢，赶紧还得出来的。
And then he goes in full of fear, and he will come out quickly.
今天我们因着主的血。
Yet today, by the blood of Christ,
坦然无惧地进到至圣所。
We can draw near.To the most holy place with confidence. Because he has opened a new and living way for us.
弟兄姊妹和主之间的亲近是教会建造的秘诀。
And that's the secret to build the church, to have the nearness to God.
主说你们若不枝子若不结在葡萄树上就不能够做什么。
He says if the branch is not, if the branch is not on the vine, you cannot do anything.
我们可以做很多的事情。
We can do many things.
但有一件事是我们原总绝对不会做的。
But there is only one thing that we cannot do.
枝子不结在这个葡萄树上，有一件事他绝对不会做出来的。
If the branch is not on the vine, then he cannot do.
就是他绝不能够结果子。
That he cannot bear fruit.
他可能可以做很多的事情。
Perhaps he can do many things.
有很多的热心。
There are many.
有很多的摆上。
There are much offering.
但就是没有果子。
But there is no fruit.
只有果子是神所要的。
Only fruit is desired by the Lord.
只有果子才是教会的实际。
Only fruit is the reality of the church.
所以这是第二方面，借着血。
So secondly, through blood.
不仅借着恩典，借着血。
Not only by grace, but also by the blood of Christ.
后面十四节。到第十八节
Verse 14-18
讲到十字架
Talks about the cross
为什么要十字架
Why is there a need for the cross?
因为我们在彼此建造的时候你发现有许多的难处
Because when we're built together there are many difficulties
这里面说到冤仇
Here it talks about enmity
我不知道弟兄姊妹你跟谁有冤仇
I don't know if you have any enmity with, against anyone
有时候我们觉得我们今天很属灵了
Sometimes we feel we're so spiritual
我们为仇敌祷告的
We're praying for our enemies.
主啊，赦免他。
Lord, forgive them.
因为他所做的，他不晓得。
Because they do not know what they do.
我们祷告主耶稣在十字架上祷告。
And we pray as the Lord was praying on the cross.
但难处在这里。
But the difficulty is still here.
晚上回家睡觉的时候就醒过来了。
When we go home to sleep, we cannot fall asleep.
你就发现人家一句话一个脸色，我们就睡不着觉了。
Because we all in our mind.
是的，祷告都是非常非常好的，就是对的，没有问题的。
Yes, we can pray.
但是问题是你就发现这中间。有了中间隔断的墙了。
But the problem is that there is still a dividing wall.
下次再去见面的时候就不一样了。
And it's different when we meet them next time.
跟从前真的是不一样了。
And it's different from before.
无论如何，中间有了隔断的墙了。
There is a barrier of the dividing wall.
弟兄姊妹，如果一个身体里面有隔断的墙
，If there's a dividing wall in the member of the body,
就没有办法建立。
Then you cannot be built up.
就只有拆毁。
You can only take down.
因为死亡就要进到这个身体的里面。
Because death will enter into this member.
弟兄姊妹，这里说要把两项合而为一。
Here it says he has made two one.
什么叫两项呢
？What does it mean to?、
其实你知道，在家里面我们常常是两项的。
What does it mean to have two groups?
这个咱们去买书架的时候。
There is one time I was buying a bookshelf.
一个要买黑色的，一个要买白色的。
One person will want to buy.
这就是两
架。Bookshelf. The other one.
你就这两下就不能合一。
And there are two groups.
为了这两下，你就有的时候这一个书架过了两年还没买下来。
There's because there are two groups that they waited 2 years and they cannot buy a bookshelf.
这里说借着十字架。
But here it says through the cross.
成就了和睦。
And he has established peace.
弟兄姊妹，若不是借着十字架
，If it's not by the cross,
教会。就不可能有真正的合一。
The church cannot have true unity.
只有基督叫我们能够合一。
Only Christ can cause us to be
united. 他是我们的和睦。
Union.
只有基督是那个合一。
He is our peace.
任何的事物都让我们分开。
He is the unity.
任何的事物都是两下。
Everything else causes us to be divided.
这个十字架真的是太宝贵了。
But we thank the Lord how precious is the cross.
什么时候我们肯把自己摆在十字架的
Whenever we're willing to place ourselves
连于主的十字架的死
That we can be united to his death
你就看见就成为一个新人
Now we can be
那个关系比原来不经过这些的难处还要好
The two of you will be even closer than before
弟兄姊妹有的时候我们想说哎呀最好做好好人
Sometimes we feel that we just need to be Mr.
哎呀不要得罪人呐
Mr. Nice guy
实在说
得罪人也得罪不起
啊是吧而且得罪人也实在是常常真的是让人很不喜欢的。
And we don't want to offend anyone.
哦，弟兄姊妹，你就发现很多的时候你没有办法了。
But very often you do not have any other way.
躲不开了。
You cannot avoid it.
不得不得罪了。
You have to offend someone.
我们想说这下就完了。
And then we thought that's the end.
这一下这中间隔断的墙就一直存到永远了。
And this barrier of the dividing wall will last forever.
哦，弟兄姊妹，十字架太宝贵了。
Oh, brothers and sisters, how precious is this cross?
它可以成就一个新人。
It can make a new man.
一个家庭。
A new family.
夫妻两个有的时候真的完全成了两下了。
Between husband and wife, sometimes
中间不只有一道墙，我看有十道墙都会有了。
Sometimes they really divide into two groups, and there might be even
冰冻三尺，非一日之寒了。
There might be 10 dividing walls between them.
弟兄姊妹，很多的时候，你知道，我们觉得这个家完了。
And so often we felt that this family is over.
有一个家庭，这个做妻子已经自杀三次了。
And the wife tried attempted suicide.
你觉得这个家还有希望吗？
Do you think there is still hope to a family like this?
但我告诉你，因着十字架。
But I tell you, because of cross,
成了一个新人。
They were made a new man.
比原来还相亲，还要相爱。
They love each other even more than before.
弟兄姊妹，你发现这是十字架的奇妙。
You see that this is the wondrous cross.
十字架能够把那个教会真实的合一的光景。
It can bring in the true unity.
不是逃避这些的难处。
It's not to avoid these difficulties.
乃是学习十字架的功课。
To learn the work of the cross.
太宝贵了，弟兄姊妹。
It is so precious.
教会的建立乃是借着十字架。
The building of the church is by the cross.
只有借着这十字架，我们才能够彼此的能够被建立在一起。
Only by the cross we can be built up one to another.
弟兄姊妹，他后面就告诉我们，我们被一个灵所感。
Later on, it tells us we are in one spirit. That we all have access to the Father in one spirit.
圣灵
Holy Spirit.
只有在圣灵里面，你就发现这里说到有一个真实的合一。
Only in the Holy Spirit we can see a true unity.
圣灵就带我们进入一切真理。
And the Holy Spirit leads us into all truth.
进入宝血的真理。
Into the truth of the precious blood,
进入十字架的真理
into the truth of the cross,
进入恩典的真理
the truth of the grace.
你发现这里说就进到父面前
We have access to the Father.
哎，前面不是说与神亲近吗？
Didn't we already say that we were drawn near to God?
那血就让我们和神亲近吗？
Didn't the blood already bring us near to God?
在圣灵里面，你发现这个实际。就成就在我们的生活里。
But in the spirit, there will be a reality established in us.
圣灵来就是要带我们进入真理的实际。
In the Holy Spirit, He will bring us into the reality of all truth.
救恩都实际的来在我们生命中来经历。
And all the reality of the salvation can be experienced in our lives.
而且我们这里面看见很稀奇，他说要建造在使徒和先知的根基。
And also amazingly, it says will be built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets.
这是什么意思？
What does that mean?
不是建立在基督这个磐石上吗？
Are we not built up on the foundation of Christ?
在此外就没有人可以立别的根基。
That there is no other foundation outside of the rock.
是那个根基。
Only Christ Jesus should be our foundation.
那这里什么意思呢？
But what does it mean here?
这里告诉我们，这些使徒、这些先知，他们是在神面前蒙了光照。
Here he tells us these apostles and prophets were received the light from the Lord.
神把基督启示了在他们的里面。
The Lord has revealed Christ in them.
认识那原有的起初的那生命之道。
And they.Have come to understand
亲眼见过亲手摸过亲耳听过的
they have come to understand the way of life
是他们亲身所经历的
and seen,
是神借着圣灵开启在他们里面的
and they have experienced with their own eyes
弟兄姊妹启示出来的基督是教会建立的根基
that this Christ revealed in the apostles and prophets is the foundation of the church
教会的根基是基督不错
yesThe foundation of the church is Christ Jesus.
但是不是那个道理
But it's not the doctrine of Christ.
弟兄姊妹，今天有的时候我们觉得这些道理就是根基。
Sometimes we feel that these doctrines is the foundation.
这些的道理你就发现说不能够让教会建立起来。
But you realize these doctrines cannot build up the
church. 只有基督启示在我们里面，那个成为那个教会建立的根基。
Only the true revelation of Christ in us becomes the foundation of the church.
甚至你说到他就是那个房角石。
And here it says Christ is the cornerstone.
房角石是什么
？What is the cornerstone？
不是这个，没有讲到那个根基，
it,
那根基是看不见的。
It wasn't talking about the foundation because you can't see the foundation.
房角石是看得见的
，but you can see the cornerstone.
在那个时代盖房子，那个房角石就代表整个的房子。
In that generation, a cornerstone.
房角石的那个 quality， 那个性质就是整个房子的性质。
The quality of cornerstone represents the quality of
the whole house. 整个的全房都是耶稣基督。
The whole house is Christ Jesus.
弟兄姊妹，太荣耀了。
It's so glorious.
而且他说，在基督里面，各房都靠他，都在他里面联络的合适。
And in Christ, every building is fitted together.The whole building is fitted together.
我很喜欢这英文是 fitted， 就是完全这个中文很难讲了。这个叫联络的合适也是很好了，不过不像英文这么达意。
And the English is very accurate.
这个你知道这个要把它配合在一起，要很合适，这个恰到好处是很不容易的。
Everything is working together and it's very difficult.
各房都要建造的是都 恰到好处。
The whole building needs to be so precise.
我记得家里面有一次这个要换这个浴缸。
There was one time we need to change the bathtub in our house.
浴缸这个太旧了，已经都锈掉了。
Because our old bathhouse was
楼下都开始下雨了。
And it started leaking.
所以只好把这浴缸换掉。
So we had to replace this bathtub.
换这浴缸，我想这有什么难的
？I thought, what, how difficult can it be to change a bathtub?
我们请了这个很好的工人来。
We hired a very good worker.
都是这个是 certified per 这个是这个 professional 的，这专业的。
They're all certified professional plumbers.
你说他们在那折腾半天呢
？And they worked a whole day.
折腾不是一天两天呢
？Two days.
我说这么就这么一个浴缸放进去就完了。
I thought it's just a bathtub. You just place it in there.
但是我告诉你啊，他们在那。折腾快两天了。
And they worked for over 2 days.
我好心疼，你知道，这都是钱呢。
I thought every day is money.
每个小时这管我要钱呢。
It's they're charging me every hour.
你们这好几个人在这干什么
？So many of you, what are you doing here?
等我告诉你，等到他们把那个浴缸往里放的时候。
But when they're putting the bathtub in,
严丝合缝。
There was not a gap at all.
一点都不能够差的。
They cannot be in any inaccuracy.
弟兄姊妹，有的时候我觉着在教会侍奉中，我们太着急了。
Sometimes we think we're too rushed in serving.
哎呀，我们的联络呀、啊。
We want to be fitted.
我们联络，你就发现这会儿缺一块，那会儿漏一块啊。
When we're bringing everyone together, we feel like
there's a gap here.
有的时候
我们修这个桌子，你知道人家拿来的是新的桌子。
Sometimes people bring a new table.
我这修了半天，多了一块。
And I'm here fixing it. Suddenly there's one extra part.
怎么搞的这个？怎么多了一块？我这都最搭好了，怎么还多了一块
？I'm so confused. I came, I assembled the table and there's one extra part.
你就发现你立起来那个桌子就开始摇晃了。
And when I stand the table up, everything started shaking.
它不 fit,
wobbling.
它不对的，接不上去的。
There was something that wasn't fitting.
弟兄姊妹，圣灵何等的智慧
！But the Holy Spirit has all wisdom.
圣灵在哪里做这样这个联络的工作
？And He's doing the work to fit everything together.
他让整个的教会每一个肢体都这样进功用。
He causes every member to.
人的工作就有的人都快累死，有的人根本没有事干的。我告诉你。
When we try to function ourselves, some are so tired, and other people have nothing to do.
当各房靠着他在那里联络整齐的时候。
Yet when the whole building is fitted together by the Holy Spirit,
你就发现都被建立起来。
Every member is built up.
身体在那里增长。
Every single member is growing and built up.
你就看见神的家就建立起来。
And you see the house of God is built up.
那里面多么丰富。
And it's so abundant within.
那里度量何等的大。
And it has great capacity.
我们都是与圣徒同国。
And we're all fellow citizens.
那里神的权柄在那里彰显。
The authority of God is manifest.
神的旨意在那里通行。
His will can be made. His presence is filled.
神得着一个安息的所在。
And he can gain a resting place.
弟兄姊妹，这是以弗所书第二章。
And here, this is the second chapter of Ephesians.
给我们看见说教会的建立是何等荣耀的一件事。
It shows us the building of the church is so glorious.
又是何等严肃的一件事。
Yet it's so serious.
我们不能够用人的办法。
We cannot use methods
of man. 我们不能够靠世界的方法。
We cannot use the course of the world.
不靠势力，不靠才能。
Not by power, not by strength.
单靠耶和华的灵方能成事。
By the Spirit of the Lord.
圣灵要开启，把恩典开启在我们的里面。
The Lord will reveal
His grace
within us.
让我们多多的来享受主的恩典。
So that we can enjoy His grace.
靠着他的血，我们和他亲近。
By His blood, we can be brought near to Him.
借着十字架，两下能够合而为一。
By the cross, two groups can be made one.
借着圣灵，可以让神得着一个居住的所在。
By the Holy Spirit, He can gain a resting place.
愿神借着这些话来提醒我们。
May the Lord remind us through these words.
让我们都照着神所照着山上所指示的样式，让我们。来建造神的家。
We can be built up according to the way on the mountain.
一起祷告。
Let us pray.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
主，我们在你的面前感到这恩典何等的浩大。
As we come before your presence, we see how wonderful is this grace.
从前都是死在过犯罪恶中的人。
We were all dead in trespasses and sins.
今天蒙了你这么大的怜悯。
And today you have shown
the rich mercy. 因着你爱我们的大爱。 不仅活过来,
by a great love that you loved us, not only you made us alive, but you raised us up in Christ, and seated us in the heavenly places. Now we can be testimonies of your grace, and we can be built up to be your dwelling place. For this glorious purpose, we praise you and thank you.
愿你借着圣灵把你建造教会的 这些的原则启示在我们的里面。
Holy Spirit reveal to us how to build your church.
让我们在你的面前顺服你的带领。
So that we can obey your leading.
学习十字架的功课。
We'll be willing to learn the lessons of the
cross. 让主你的工作成就在我们的里面。
So that your work can be done among us.
听我们的祷告。
Hear our prayers.
靠主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name.